Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 9.5 cents, 6.54¾. December corn down 16 cents at 5.19¾. July wheat down 12.5 cents, 6.47¾. July beans down 30 cents, 13.55. And November beans down 30 cents at 12.70¼. Obviously, the rains are falling. More forecast. We've got about 5 days of rains here in the Midwest, Iowa and Illinois and a lot of other places. Looks like we're going to get 2 to 4 inches of rain before it's all over for much of the area. So that certainly takes a little bit of the drought sting out of this market. Now, it's still going to be dry in the northern part of North Dakota, Montana, Washington, you know, Minneapolis wheat, you know, still has some major problems out here. But overall, as we head into the report, the funds are still, I think, way too long in this corn market. I think they're long after yesterday, about 225,000 contracts. And I don't think it looks good for them. Do they want to blow out before the report? Do they want to blow out after the report? I don't know. But it really needs some kind of saving grace. Now, I think we're going to probably see 2.5 million more corn, a million and a half more acres of beans. It's not backbreaker, but, you know, it'll certainly offset the problems we're having in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and other parts where there's some dry areas. But I think overall, I think we're going to start to see these crop ratings improve with all this rain that we've got coming. So these don't look like spotty showers. These look more like good general rains out here. So I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of new crop beans to China, 260 to unknown, that's most likely China. But again, it's not enough to really be a market over here. The weekly exports, wheat 374, just above expectations. Corn 527, just below expectations. And the beans 195, well under expectations. The average guess on the beans was 500, but there were estimates as high as 1 million metric tons. So those purchases the Chinese made a week ago or so, they haven't shown up yet, really. So maybe I'm guessing they'll show up next week. But that's really about it. We'll see. You know, the pattern's been for these markets to open sharply lower and rally during the day. When they open sharply higher, they tend to break. Is this going to be one of these days that's not true and the funds just pound this thing and we have another day like we did a week ago? I don't know. Certainly not off to a good start. Meal was down another $6 a ton. Oil was down 147. So nothing looks particularly great out here. But this market has the ability to rally off these opening lows. So we'll see where we go here today. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.